This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a master's degree. What you don't hear is the courage it took to put goodness on hold for greatness, the sacrifice it took to substitute hobbies for homework, and the fight it took to keep going when settling seemed easy. You don't hear the kids that need attention, the boss that needs reports, the pressure that shapes this student into a success. So next time you look at a University of Phoenix degree, know it's not as simple as it sounds. And that's why we rise. University of Phoenix. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as I'll twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, I'm legit hungry. What you guys got on this 2-for-5 deal?
How about Burger King's new extra long fish sandwich? Tender flaky fish with a light crispy breading. Just 2 for $5.
Extra long, but still 2 for $5.
Yep, or you can mix and match with other great sandwiches, like our new extra long buttery cheeseburger. It's all part of Burger King's 2-for-$5 deal.
That's perfect.
So perfect, I'm doing a dance back here.
The new extra long fish sandwich, now part of the 2-for-$5 deal, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, 2 self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Yes, tonight.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, this scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. We start in the NBA. The trade deadline is approaching tomorrow afternoon. The Bulls are reported to be aggressively shopping Pau Gasol. He is expected to decline the player option of $7.4 million. Now, the Bulls are off tonight. They play at Cleveland tomorrow. Other reports in the NBA have the Hornets pursuing a trade for Dwight Howard. On to hockey, the Blackhawks are coming off a 7-2 win over Toronto at the UC tonight. They skate at the Rangers. And a Bears note here from Twitter, Ian Rappaport, yesterday talking about the release of Jermond Bushrod, the offensive tackle, for a failed physical. Rappaport is reporting that he is told that Bushrod has a tear in his shoulder that likely needs surgery, but he will be ready for the 2016 season. On to college sports. Illinois is expected to announce the hiring of Josh Whitman as AD. Whitman comes from Division III Washington University. NIU football will host Toledo this fall at U.S. Cellular Field. And DePaul basketball can be heard on The Score tonight. They're at St. John's, and the game tips off at 6:45. Check out The Score at the Chicago Auto Show. Come hang out with Steve Rosenblum and Mike Esposito as they broadcast live from the Toyota Sports Corner on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Abaticola. You're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. This season, every game will be heard on 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Nissan of St. Charles.
Scores at Bernstein.
Man, it, Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on The Score.
The Kokota algorithm has determined that based on all of the inputs and all of the likelihoods, the Chicago White Sox are a winning team for 2016 at 82 and 80. Well, I know we're not measuring TWTW. Solidly in second place behind the Cleveland Indians. Kokota always hates the Royals.
Hates them.
And the Royals.
Dismiss what the Royals
are. For whatever reason, when you input what the Royals are, it never comes out to something statistically that should be as good as it is. They always outperform projections, and maybe they will again, or they'll eventually collapse because they have a manager who's an idiot.
Boars at Bernstein, Chicago's longest-running sports talk show.
Frank Isola from the New York Daily News.
You know, it's a tough situation for a guy like Fred Hoiberg to walk into, because first of all, you're replacing a guy that had a lot of success, and it's almost like the players, you know, you want to use the word empowered to feel like, well, we're kind of not going to get blamed. We'll probably blame this new guy that's never done it in the NBA before. When Butler kind of spoke out, that was the wrong time to do it. And remember something else, on the first day of training camp, you had your star point guard barely ever played, talking about his contract 2 years down the road. So that's kind of a bad precedent. Some of the players haven't performed. Some of the players have gotten hurt. And right now, they could wake up on Saturday morning a 500 team.
Boers and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers.
Dan Bernstein.
You know, when you bite one of those things, you're supposed to let go.
Chris Runge.
This is what I said. Reading is difficult.
I've got to wake up.
Boers and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
The Boers and Bernstein Show coming to you from the Toyota display at the Chicago Auto Show. And indeed, that is Chris Runge sitting down this table from me. And the Bulls are looking at a trade deadline at the moment that has to have them contemplating pulling the plug. Just, it's, you, if you're going to get some offers, there's no reason to do it piecemeal. You might as well just throw up your hands and realize everybody's hurt. I just saw that now Mirotić has lost 18 pounds.
Yeah.
And isn't even close to being ready to run. That's pretty serious. And I really would love to know what happened. If they missed a bleeder, that they just, there was something in there when what was otherwise a routine laparoscopic appendectomy, that they just didn't sew something up.
And didn't that doctor say that was the first time he's ever had some kind of complication there?
Well, those,
I mean, you never really. I've not really heard of an appendectomy complication. I know personally,
unless there's an infection. But if that had any surgery, you can get an infection and die. But from a laparoscope, the way they do it now, they just snake that thing in there and snip it off and pull it out, and that's it. But to actually have, Mirotić just described as terrible pain, and then they had to open it up and tie off a bleeder and get all the blood out. I mean, that's, you never want to, I mean, it could be a stitch popped inside. I don't know.
Well, I mean, hopefully, he seems to be okay, I guess, but as far as playing basketball goes, you're not close to that. It's almost like the Chris Bosh thing, which is, that's kind of scary. I mean, this is 2 years in a row for him. It's, you know, the blood clots have developed in the exact same spot, and you have to imagine that going forward, it's not going to get any better. I mean, that kind of stuff, I mean, that's life-threatening. So, I mean, you can't, I don't know how he keeps playing basketball. I know that they're talking about it now as if, well, you know, right now he'll be fine. He'll get through it. They'll give him the right medication.
Yeah,
but it's going to come back.
The problem is it's not just where it's not so much where the clot is now. It's where it could go.
Right.
Is that you could throw a clot, you could stroke, you could pulmonary embolism. There's all kinds of issues you could have when you get something like that forming, and if something breaks off and lands somewhere else and restricts blood flow somewhere else. So you don't mess with it. We talked yesterday at length about a possible Jimmy Butler deal, because I'm taking nothing off the table when it comes to this Bulls team and any Bulls team, and fixing the Butler-Hoiberg situation, trying to figure out how that can be tenable going forward, which I think is extremely difficult. But I'm glad the reports say that they're actively moving Gasol, because he's going anyway. You might as well try to get something, but don't drive too hard a bargain on that one. Get yourself an asset so you don't end up high and dry.
Well, what I'm wondering, well, two things. I think, in my opinion, and I don't know for sure, but in my opinion, I do believe that before the season started, they thought they had a much better team than what they ended up having this
year.
No
question.
Injuries had something to do with it. And I think they were right in that. I don't know that they had a championship caliber team, but they had one that could go deep in the playoffs.
Maybe.
Well, they thought that, yes. Well, I think so. I mean, in this conference, I think that was reasonable to assume that. But I'm wondering now, you know, the Pau Gasol is the one name that comes up all the time. You're mentioning Jimmy Butler. I wonder how willing they are to part with anybody besides Gasol. I'm wondering if internally they're thinking, well, that's the only guy we're willing to move at this moment, or Gibson. Do you think they're willing to go beyond that, really?
I think it depends on the deal. I just think they're not doing their jobs if they're not open to anything, because even if Butler is your critical part here, you got to figure out how to make it work with a coach that doesn't really run stuff that he wants to run. And Jimmy's been openly critical of a coach for the moment he took the job. Chris in Tinley Park, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to ask about possibly offloading Derrick Rose. I know there's been a hypothetical talk of, like, maybe a Carmelo Anthony for Derrick Rose trade. But I just want to know, would there be any other teams that would be interested in Rose? Maybe a team that's in, like, a win-now mentality that thinks he may be the missing piece. I know he's a shadow of himself, but maybe I'm thinking maybe the Bulls getting some bench players in return that could really help, you know, their performance off the bench.
Bench players? I mean, you don't... I don't know how that helps. How are you closer? Oh, he hung up. I don't know how you're closer to a championship adding a bunch of bench players for. No, you want draft, well, draft picks.
Well, the only way you get that is if you trade Butler.
Yeah, I don't. Rose is a tough fit too because he's got to have the ball. He's got to dominate the ball wherever he goes, and I don't know that you can just put him on a team and try to blend him into an existing mix because he is right now. He's a have the ball, take his guy isolation player too. He's not effective as a floor spreader. He's not a weak side shooter, and there's all kinds of issues with him. The answer with for that kind of money, with that kind of injury history and injury risk, I don't know who would trade.
Yeah,
for
I don't think anybody's gonna want to take that on. I mean, all of that, the entire package. I don't think anybody's gonna really want to take that on. I mean, you're talking about somebody who I think still believes that he's a good player. He's better. At the beginning of the season, you know, we went over the numbers the last time we talked. Before Christmas, of just how bad he was, that arguably he was the worst offensive player in the league.
He's still one of the least efficient.
He's gotten better, but he's not right now an elite player. He's better, but he's not right now an elite player. And I don't think you're taking that on if you're some other team, because he's not a role player. So,
right. So
who's going to want him? Because anybody that trades for him right now is conceivably going to be in the hunt. Then it has a serious chance at winning the whole thing.
I don't know why you would trade for a guard that can't shoot, who's not even really a point guard.
What I'm saying is those teams are looking for role players. They're not looking for game changers. And so he's not a game changer, and he's not a role player either. He wants to be a game changer. I think in his mind he still thinks that he is.
I always ask the question, what do you do for me? If most of the teams looking to add are looking for somebody very specific. They're either looking for bench scoring, for a guy who can score in bunches, spread the floor, space the floor. Some teams might be looking for a rim protector, looking for a guy who can just run end to end and be a disruptive big off the bench. Those guys where you know exactly what you're getting. So if anybody trading for Rose, what are you getting? An isolation player that can't shoot?
It's a guy.
Why do you want that for that money?
He's a guy that used to be number one. He wants to be number one, still has that mindset, but he's not number one anymore.
Correct.
He's not the guy that you really want to have the ball in the last 5 seconds. That's not who he is any longer, but that's who he believes that he is. So until he gets to a point where he can accept what he is, but then again, you're right, he's not a good shooter either.
Nor is he a good defender.
Right, and that's kind of the problem, because anybody that's going to trade for him now they have aspirations of winning their conference and going to the finals, and they're looking for players like that. Somebody who can shoot, maybe somebody who can come off the bench and shoot.
Somebody who doesn't need to have the ball all the time either.
Right, and well, that's what he believes that he is.
There's a note here, and it's a good point, from Homicidal Homosexual, who says, Chris, the eye holes are cut out of ski masks.
Yeah, well, I said ski masks and glasses.
Okay, because he said I'm no poker or ski expert. Well, thank you, Homicidal Homosexual. But if your point is in a poker game, what advantage would you gain wearing the ski mask?
Well, don't you think any of your facial expressions with your mouth or your cheeks, you don't think that you give anything away there?
With your cheeks?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you twitch. People have facial twitches.
Okay.
If they react to something and it's involuntary. You ever watch the show Lie to Me?
No.
It was dumb. Tim Roth was in it, the guy that was in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
And his job, he worked for, I think, what did he say, was he the FBI or, I don't know.
Oh,
it was
a fictional show.
It's a fictional show. And his job was to read, when they would interrogate people, read their facial expressions and see if they were lying or not.
Okay.
And he would go over things that you do with your mouth or if you lick your lips and that kind of, and it was always over the top and a little bit too dramatic, but the idea is true. That a lot of these things are telling. So if you wear a ski mask, it's got to be some kind of advantage. You put sunglasses over it. You know what? Just have your face removed. Just take your face off and put on sunglasses, and you can win every poker tournament.
Like Deadpool would be really good at poker then.
Or Spider-Man. Did you see Deadpool?
No. Everybody else is, though. See the numbers on that? Good Lord.
Oh, I really like Ryan Reynolds.
What else has he been in?
What do you mean, what else has he been in? Well, the first thing he was in was Van Wilder, and then he was in the movie with Denzel and Safe House.
I didn't see
that. He was in Safe House.
I think I've looked at his movies before, and I don't think I've seen any of them.
He's been in a lot of stuff, and I can't think of any of it now. But those two things I can think of.
Okay.
Well, Van Wilder was his first one.
No, on that one.
And it's dumb.
No on Safe House.
When you're 23 or 4, you think Van Wilder's really, really funny.
Why?
I don't know, because it's stupid. And I don't know, Dan.
A note here from Casey Johnson's Twitter said, Fred Hoiberg asked why the trade deadline gets busy, and he says that people lie until the last 48 hours. So there you go. You'd have to have Tim Roth come in and see if Fred Hoiberg's lying. But I don't think they necessarily lie. I think that there's a process through which you get to what teams really want to do, and that's the negotiating process. And we are in the last 24 hours now.
Well, I mean, it may not be lying, may not be flat lying, but certainly you're stretching the truth a little bit, because when you're in a negotiating process, you don't necessarily want the other party to know exactly what it is that you want.
Right.
So
if the Bulls think that they're going to get a first-round draft pick and a material player for Taj Gibson,
that's insane.
They're absolutely insane.
Well, they could be insane.
In a membrane. But you can get something for Gibson. They would be silly to try to pretend that this season's over. This season is shot. And I hope they don't pretend otherwise. I hope they don't say, oh, you know, we gotta hang on to this. Maybe we get a playoff series. Yeah, maybe we get a little extra revenue from a couple of home playoff games. Get yourself closer to a championship. And if you need to start the next phase of this is the end of something.
And it's going to be a several years process. This is not going to be something that happens in 2017. You know, that this is not going to be a greatly improved team next year. It's going to take some time, because it's, unless you're willing to, as far as I'm concerned, unless you're willing to trade Butler, which is the most attractive guy you have, and I also think that's kind of an off-season thing. You're not going to trade Butler now. You don't do that at the deadline. Wouldn't you do that in the off-season?
Tweet from Ramblin' Grimace, who says, it's been a few months, so we are due for a caller who asks why the Bulls don't just amnesty Derrick Rose. The Boers and Bernstein Show here at the Chicago Auto Show with all these lovely Toyotas. Stop by and say hello. We've got a lot more to come, including the second half at 3:30. Mark Schanowski, maybe by 4 o'clock when he joins us, we'll have some Bulls news for you to discuss with him on WSCR The Score. Amnesty Rose.
The text zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Yesterday, Blake did what he should have done weeks earlier. He stood in front of a camera as the face of the franchise and apologized for putting his equipment bro into the hospital. In the meantime, Doc once again said that Blake Griffin is not going anywhere and they are not going to move him before the trade deadline tomorrow. Although Doc did sound exasperated. Look, I get that Doc is sick of addressing this, but he can't be surprised by it. That said, I believe Doc. Blake Griffin is not going anywhere, at least not this week. They'll roll with what they have, and they'll take one more shot with this crew. And if they don't make a run, or they don't at least shock somebody in the postseason, then you break the crew up. And if you break it up, then Griffin is the guy most likely to leave, because he's got the most value and he's the most likely to try to break a coworker's face. So I believe Doc when he says they're not going to trade him. At least not yet. I'm Jim Rome.
The Auto Show sales event all month long, now at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Get huge savings and 0% financing on hundreds of new Chevys, including Equinox, Impala, Cruze, Camaro, and the all-new 2016 Chevy Malibu. Lease for only $179 a month. The Auto Show sales event all month long at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright place to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. 36-month lease, $29.99. New at lease inception to qualified buyers. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
CBS Sundays. Get hooked on The Good Wife.
I'm Alicia.
I am not worthy.
Oh my God.
Critics call it hands down the most purely entertaining drama anywhere on TV.
Really?
Yes.
Genuinely thrilling.
Is that right?
That's right.
Ridiculously entertaining.
I don't want to be the enemy.
You're not the enemy. You're the devil.
TV doesn't get any better than this.
Good, 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 good.
The Good Wife. Sundays. Only CBS.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com. If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, the Knicks are looking for a point guard. Carmelo Anthony would be willing to waive his no-trade clause, I think, for probably only about two or three teams. But I think the Chicago Bulls might be one of them. Remember, the Bulls went after him real hard. If you could flip Rose for Carmelo Anthony, Phil Jackson can sell it to the folks in New York saying, hey, we got a younger player and we really, really needed a point guard. And look, Carmelo's on the wrong side of 30 with bad knees. And the Bulls can sell it as, you know, look, Derek hasn't really produced for us for the last 4 years. That's the bottom line.
Frank Isola yesterday of the Boards and Bernstein show, he's from the New York Daily News. I was kidding. But it was near the end of the interview. And I guess it's a serious answer, but I said, all right, well, how about Derrick Rose for Carmelo Anthony?
Or he could have been humoring you.
No, it sounded like he would.
It sounded like a real answer.
Oh, so was that was Chris Sheridan? Did I identify that wrong? Because it sounded exactly like what Frank Isola said to us yesterday.
I don't know. I wasn't listening to your show.
Oh.
Well, whatever.
I'd like to hear those.
It sounded like a serious.
Yeah,
answer.
I'd like to hear those side by side. So, because Frank Isola said the same thing when I sort of threw it off and like, hey, what about that? He said, well, you know, that's the kind of the Carmelo. I don't know if you mentioned exactly the what is in the contract, but I think Chris Sheridan would tell you that the bad knees thing might be an issue. How many games has Carmelo missed this year?
Oh, it's not quite half, is it?
Oh no. He missed like 10 games or something like that.
I thought it was more than 10. I maybe you're right. I don't know.
I thought it was about like that. But that doesn't get the Bulls any closer to a championship either. It'd be fun. It would be interesting. But
I mean, you're dumping a depreciating asset for another one. So I mean, it seems kind of lateral to me.
The whole Bulls thing is lateral. That's why it's. I don't know. You know, we're going through the whole deadline thing. We're going through what we usually do every year. And I wish it felt like it mattered. None of this stuff. It'll be a headline. Bulls move Gasol. Bulls move Gibson. Bulls do something. But what are you doing? What are you doing? You
it's know, not like this is to me. This is what is what's interesting and exciting about baseball. The possibilities of, you know, just deciding, all right, this is not working out for us. Let's trade what we can get the draft pick or, you know, get the prospects that we want. And you can build towards something. It's not like that. I mean, unless you're trading four draft picks, you're not going to be able to rebuild a system. You know, it's not like baseball where you rebuild a system by trading veteran players or younger players that have a long-term contract, an attractive contract that you can get a lot in return. It's not quite like that here. So this is going to be a several-year process. Before they become anything. Again, it's not going to happen next year. But I don't know how much you can do before this deadline to really get closer to that. Even if you're trading Gasol, you're not getting much closer. You're not getting any closer to that. You're just trading a player that's going to be gone anyway in a few months.
Here's what Jeff in Roscoe Village says, and he usually takes a measured analytical approach when it comes to Bulls conversation here. He says, the problem that most Bulls fans have in hypothesizing about potential trades is it's not about how the Bulls value other teams' guys. It's about how other teams value the guys the Bulls can offer. Right now, the Bulls don't have much to offer other teams if you take Butler off the table. The only players with value that might be enticing to other teams are Jimmy Butler, Pau Gasol, and Taj Gibson. And Gasol isn't going to bring much in return due to his ability to opt out at the end of the season. Gibson could bring back a little something, given his relatively inexpensive contract and the pending cap increases, but he's a limited starter-slash-good bench player. It leaves Butler. At 27, there's a good chance he's hit his career peak. And we know what he is. An ISO-reliant, talented wing player who is a mediocre three-point shooter. He's one of the best defenders in the league, but he doesn't have the look of a guy that can be the number one on a championship team. Selling Butler at his peak value especially given the value of his contract to other teams when the cap rises, would be more valuable for the Bulls in reshaping the roster than simply building around Butler. This is the only plausible way to increase the assets on hand and change the long-term trajectory of the franchise for the better.
I completely agree, and I don't think you can do, well, I think you can do it at the deadline, but I think it's more likely they wait until the offseason to do it. Because, unless Jimmy Butler was somebody that Bulls fans are going to that stadium just to see him play. I think Bulls fans clearly like him. I think casual Bulls fans like him. But he's not putting people in the seats. And that would be, for me, the only reason that you would be reluctant to let him go somewhere else. But I think it's a lot tougher to get what you want in return if you trade him now. You probably have to wait until the year's over. Right?
It's very confusing, and I don't know if the phone is ringing about Jimmy Butler, and I certainly know that if John Paxson and Gar Forman are doing their jobs, and there's something we got to stop, by the way, too. We've got to stop referring to Paxson and Forman as a single unified entity. I know that it's been popular to have the term Gar Pax or any number of portmanteaus that we use to describe them. Their relationship is not great. And I've heard that from the start of the year, and I continue to hear it. You know, Joe Colley alluded to some stuff yesterday that he's hearing as well, that I wouldn't be surprised if that not-so-happy marriage were to come to an end one way or another, likely with Gar Forman being the guy out.
Well, clearly there's a self-preservation on both ends there. There's an element of that. Yeah, and that's been pretty clear here for the last couple of months.
And the problem is that Hoiberg is a Forman deal. That was his thing. That's, I got the guy. He's the right guy. This is going to be, he's perfect for what we want to do. He's going to be the difference. So if somehow it ends up with Forman elsewhere, there's sort of a deep irony that he would go out of his way to show up and have this guy locked in for 5 years and then be moving on to something else.
Well, Forman is the one that did not want that. Was it Forman that didn't want Tibbs in the first place there? Or actually, it might have been both of them that didn't want Thibodeau there. Didn't that story come out about a year ago? Or am I misremembering?
That I don't remember specifically. I could ask sort of get the forensic take on that.
Would you find out from your people?
Like during a break?
At some point in the future.
I can ask.
And then sext me.
Yeah. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. We start in the NBA. The trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon. The Bulls are reported to be aggressively shopping Pau Gasol. He is expected to decline the player option of $7.4 million. Now, the Bulls are off tonight. They play at Cleveland tomorrow. Nikola Mirotic has lost 18 pounds following his appendectomy. He says he will be back, though, this season, and we're all counting on that. Other reports have the Hornets pursuing a trade for Dwight Howard. On the hockey, the Blackhawks skate tonight at the Rangers. They drop the puck at 7. NFL, Ian Rappaport is reporting the former Bears tackle Jermon Bushrod has a tear in his shoulder that will require surgery. He should be ready for the 2016 season. We're all hoping for that as well. College sports, Illinois is expected to announce the hiring of Josh Whitman as AD. Whitman comes from Division III Washington University. NIU football will host Toledo this fall at U.S. Cellular Field. That's where they play baseball. DePaul basketball can be heard on the Score tonight as the Blue Demons play at St. John's. Coverage starts at 6:45. Michael Jordan, today he turns 53. My older brother today turns 83. Hey, fellas, I don't know if you heard this. Thank you. Not sure if you guys heard this story about Manny Pacquiao. Dan? Chris,
yeah,
did you guys hear this?
Nike.
He was
dropped
terminated his endorsement contract with Nike because of some derogatory remarks he made about same-sex couples. I guess in a tweet,
but also wrong.
Yeah, I guess he compared them to same-sex couples as being worse than animals. Something like that along those lines. And then he said, I'm sorry for hurting people by comparing homosexuals to animals. He said, please forgive me for those I've hurt. I still stand by my belief.
There's so much wrong with it that people are animals and there is homosexual behavior in other species that aren't human. I mean, he's wrong at absolutely every level.
I'm really sorry if I hurt you, but I still stand by what I said. Great. All right, Manny.
How rich was his contract with Nike, do you know?
I'm sure it was a lot. What did you guys say, Chris? He lost 2 million followers on Twitter? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't.
Oh, you know what? Chris, in my headset, he told me here through the communications we have here at the studio that his contract with Nike was $83
billion. 83.
Billion?
Well, how many billions?
83.
Maddie's in a mood.
83.
Don't engage him too much.
Hey, did you hear who died?
Who?
Who?
George Gaines. You know who that is?
Nope.
Police Academy. Commandant Lassard.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
You know who else he is? If I remember correctly, he is the actor in the movie Tootsie.
Yes.
Who plants the big kiss.
Well, I don't know, but I know he's
Dorothy
in Tootsie.
Michaels.
But anyway, do you know how old he was?
83.
Was he?
98.
Oh.
93.
That's right, because he was old in Tootsie.
Yeah.
He was 98?
98.
That's a hell of a run.
I'll never see 98. I never will.
Why?
Why?
That's too long away. That's crazy. It's what, 55 more years? No way.
I don't know if I'd want to be alive in 98.
It depends. It depends. If I'm functioning still in 98, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got that dementia stuff, you don't want that.
That's dementia stuff?
Hi, I'm Chris Ronji for some dementia stuff.
Got some bad news for you. I looked over your test results, and you got some of that third dementia stuff.
Wow.
That's too bad.
All righty. Hey, fellas, also, keep this in mind. Join the Score and Lance Briggs live from 1 to 2 p.m. Good grief, the giggling. It's a giggle show. Giggle Snort Hotel here. Join the Score and Lance Briggs live from 1 to 2 p.m. Sunday from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2016 Chicago Auto Show. Stop by, meet Lance, and check out the full line of exciting new Toyotas. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Kind of a giggle.
I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. This season, every game will be heard right here on 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thank you, Maddie. Yeah.
You're welcome, Dan. Hey, no problem, buddy.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, man. Thank you.
Giggle.
Boy, oh boy.
And in talking more to people who know what's going on at Illinois, another thing to pass along from people who know the situation there, and poor Josh Whitman. I know it might be the job of a lifetime.
You know, maybe. I know it's his dream job.
Okay.
Well, I know that he's wanted this job for a long time.
Be careful what you dream for. And this is just to take this job at this time is really going to ask an awful lot of that young man. But apparently, while they've been concentrating on football and mad about Bill Cubitt, and a lot of people are just don't buy the fact that Cubitt didn't know what was going on with the abuse of players, that he had to know. There's no possible way an assistant that involved would just say, oh, I didn't know what Beckman was doing, that everybody thinks that's BS, that Whitman is going to be told. And that's the other thing he doesn't realize, that he's about to be told a lot of things. That he's going to be sitting down with the people that write the big checks and smoke the big cigars, and he's about to be instructed on some things. And they're going to say, young man, here's what we're going to do. One of those things is, unless there is immediate significant improvement in the basketball program, there is going to be a great deal of unhappiness because of the millions of dollars that they invested in renovating the arena. There was a very high expectation based on how a lot of that was sold that there is supposed to be a winning team in that redone arena. There is supposed to be significantly increased attendance in that redone arena, and that if they don't sense that better days are coming very, very soon, that's going to be a problem. He's going to have two hires already within the next couple of years, unless things change. They want Cubitt out of there. They think the Cubitt thing is a complete mistake, and that he better know who he's got in mind as a football coach, and he's got to have a name of a basketball coach somewhere.
Let me try an optimistic approach here. Isn't it entirely impossible that he's smarter than a lot of people that he's going to have to deal with, and that maybe this is something he can navigate without as much trouble as somebody else might have doing it?
He's still going to make the hires, though. I mean, navigating internally, he will be tested, and he might emerge unbroken and just a little battle scarred from that process. But then you got to pick up the phone and be right twice. And like Spiegel said during transition, what kind of Rolodex does he have, to use an old term? You know, who are in his contacts that he could call and say, "Hey, got something for you here," or you know, "Help me out, make a call for me," and have people lining up to say, yeah, I want to go work for this guy.
You know, I mean, I don't know. He was a Division I football player. Maybe he's,
maybe he's built those contacts, even though he's only a D3 guy for the last, what, 4 years, 5 years? He's been an AD in a Division III setting. I don't know. I don't know who he knows. I know that's the concern, is that he doesn't know enough people, but I think, and I believe there were some folks blogging that yesterday, that he may not have much of a Rolodex. How do we know? Maybe he does. I don't know what contacts he's made over the years. I don't know who he's talked to or who he knows from the times that he played there and beyond that. I have no idea.
He's Chris Ranji. He's in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. Our phone number is 312-644-6767. You can come see the all-new Toyota Tacoma right here at the Toyota display at the Chicago Auto Show. That's where we are. You can come over, say hello, or you can just sort of stand 10 feet away and stare, or you could be the guy that came over and took a selfie while I was talking to you. Did you see that guy?
I did see that guy. Yep. Okay. So
there's some of that.
Well, I'm keeping a selfie tally. We're at one. Asking for a t-shirt / stress ball. We're at two.
What about asking for a Cubs schedule?
One. Cubs schedule one.
And then getting mad when we didn't have any schedules.
Well, that counts as one.
Okay.
Okay, unless you want me to count Cubs' schedule and getting mad about Cubs' schedule not being here. Do you want me to count those separately?
Whatever, accounting purposes, you can take care of
I'm
that.
I'm combining
as
them into
fit.
One.
How many rugs are we up to?
Oh, I haven't been.
You had six.
You
had
six rugs.
Yeah, I had
walked into that one.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah,
I had to stop the count because once the show starts and I'm looking at the screen the whole time, making sure I'm not missing anything from fake Adrian Wojnarowski on the trade deadline.
I've only been following fake Adrian Wojnarowski.
And actually, the Charlotte Hornets want to trade for Dwight Howard because they actually want Dwight Howard.
Wow.
They like him. I guess Steve Clifford thinks that he can bring out the best in his former pupil. I don't know.
Why?
I had a professor.
Did you see the league?
Talk, exactly. Why do we use that? And why? Like, really?
It's finger licking good.
That's. He said, why? And I said, what? Oh, where, you mean why?
What?
Yeah. He did. What? And why? And this guy, he had
you own a plantation?
No, this guy was a character, man. No, he was
from Carolina, right?
Deep South, yeah, like high class Deep South, syrupy South, and he had this odd walk too. I don't know what. And he would drag his legs strangely, so he would.
Boy, had a stroke, man.
I don't know, but he would lurch from one end of the chalkboard to the other. And, well,
I think he may have been Fred Gwynn, Dan.
What's a ute?
And he was lurching around.
Yes, nobody was. He had
what?
It was a what?
Mr. Gambini, are you mocking me?
It was like my very first class, first day, first class, first professor in college. I'm thinking, are they all like this? This is going to be weird. And then the next class is my philosophy professor who kicked a kid out of class on the first day for sleeping. And they found out later, I brought it up on the air, and somebody said it's a plant. It's a trick that some professors will do that. They'll have a guy in class on the first day or in the first week not off just so he can make a show of kicking him out of class so everybody is more alert.
At Illinois State in a psychology class, we had a professor that would plant a student in the front row and then they would fist fight.
What?
I just made that up.
You have WSCR the score.
The Spiegel and Golf Show.
They don't have anybody. Remember they used to have four legit bigs? Now two of them are hurt.
I need more
and
bear
one of them
stove.
Is aged. I mean, you're going to see those guys.
I need more bear stuff. I need more cowbell and more bear stuff.
The Spiegel and Golf Show. Weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com.
That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
That may be, and some banks don't always make it fast or easy, but someone does. Avant. It's a company that gets it. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000, and you never have to set foot in a bank branch. You don't deal with that at all. It's all online, that easy, that convenient. You go to avantoffer.com and check your competitive rate. Checking your rate is risk-free, so some people get concerned. They think once they start doing that, it affects your FICO score. Not in this case, it does not. And you complete your application in minutes. The funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Check it out for yourself. Go to avantoffer.com. And right now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer, to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com. Make sure you enter promo code SCORE. That's A-V-A-N-T, offer.com, promo code SCORE. Avantoffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day, if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
The amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I mentioned we had four more seats to the 2016 Charity Poker Championship tomorrow night that benefits Children's Oncology Services. Well, we're going to be down to three because I'm giving one away to you right now if you are caller number six to the contest line, 312-591-6700. If you're 21 or older and you are able to play poker tomorrow evening at the Montgomery Club, you can. And this is courtesy Children's Oncology Services. This is the One Step Program's charity poker event. So get there, get checked in, and start eating and drinking and poker playing, and you might just win the grand prize. And that is a seat at the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. It's going to be a great night, and if you want to purchase your seat, there is still time. The website is still open for whatever remaining seats are available. It's onestepcamp.org.
And you may wear your ski mask to gain competitive advantage, along with your aviator sunglasses.
And Rosenblum warned, don't make the mistake that some poker players have in wearing reflective sunglasses that allow other players to see your cards. that apparently has happened. That there, some people have written, man, it's like they know what I've got. Yeah, see, they kind of do.
Well, that's perfect. That's what you deserve for being a cheater.
It's accepted. You know, you always...
It's cheating, Dan. Cheating.
I just saw a tweet from the Tribune that
Fake
says...
Quote?
No, that Kyle Schwarber hit a ball out of the park in batting practice, and it shattered a car windshield.
Yes!
Yeah.
I love when that happens.
Yeah, that used to... when believe me, in when you work...
Wait a minute. All right. So, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I did.
Go ahead.
In Mesa, this is that's a new facility. It's a couple of years old now.
Right.
So, they did not think to put the cars somewhere else, the parking lot somewhere else. Don't we know by now the consequence of having a parking lot on the other side of the fence?
First of all, maybe he hit it really, really, really far.
But even, I think you have to account for that possibility.
Maybe there are signs there.
What, did he hit at 1,000 feet?
All right, let me read the story here. It just says, spring training hasn't officially started, and Kyle Schwarber's home runs are apparently already wreaking havoc. A Cubs fan posted a picture on Instagram of his car's broken windshield, saying a Schwarber batting practice home run did the damage. Quote, everyone took pictures and laughed at the idiot who parked there. I did the same. And the Cubs commented on the post, sorry about that, and then like a smiley face emoticon, said both Schwarber and Javier Baez were launching balls into the parking lot during their practice sessions. Yeah, you probably shouldn't park there.
And the Cubs have confiscated the car, and they're going to put it on top of the scoreboard this year.
Under glass, and they're going to leave it there.
Just leave the car up there.
Yeah, we always used to that you learn of it when you work in minor league ball, especially when you don't have the second deck, and so many foul balls come flying out, that when we would pull up to the park and see where people were parking sometimes, or if you're there really early, we'd turn around from the press box and look out and be like, oh, that's a danger zone, danger zone, danger zone. You knew if people parked in areas, and even certain guys who tended to hit foul balls in certain areas more often than others, we'd get 5 or 6 windshields in a season.
You get quite a few foul balls that pop outside of Wrigley.
Right.
I wonder, has anybody... has there ever been a car hit on Addison or on Clark? I'm sure it's happened.
It's had to have happened, right?
I've never heard a story of it happening, but I'm sure it has.
Yeah, but you're just making up stories. You might as well make one up about that.
I have never made up anything.
So I wonder if Schwarber reaches out via social media. I mean, he doesn't owe the guy anything. They have to buy him a new windshield.
Oh, well, was it windshield or side window?
No, it's windshield.
Yeah. Yeah, it really sucks.
Should have known better. So, again, where's the parking lot in relation to the...
Side of the fence, obviously.
Why?
Maybe the guy... Maybe you can park there, but nobody does. I don't know. I can't answer these questions for you because it's wide open at some of these facilities. And it might be a field that's not even in use, and you're parking there, and you don't see it, and nobody's using it. And then next thing you know, they come out there, and you don't realize that's going to be the Kyle Schwarber batting practice field.
Well, I'm sure it's not in the big stadium. It's right. Not in the one they use for games, but...
And some people don't think. Some people don't think that, okay, I'm 460 feet away from home plate that this is going
to
happen.
I haven't been to Mesa's backfields. I've been to Glendale's backfields, and there isn't... I don't think there's a parking lot close to any of those diamonds. I'm trying to think right now. Not really, no. I mean, so... Yeah, no. So I'm wondering why you would even build a parking lot. Unless the guy's parking in the grass. I don't know. Do you see what I'm getting at, Dan? Do you understand what my question is? I mean, I think we know by now that sometimes balls go over a fence.
Correct.
Okay. And I would think that if you build a parking lot just beyond that fence, there are going to be cars that get hit. So why would you build the parking lots there?
I don't know. Maybe the guy parked in a place that wasn't officially a parking
lot.
That's
what I need to know. If that's the case, then we can laugh at that person.
Well, we can laugh at the person anyway.
Well, not if he's just parking like a normal here. Well, this is a parking space. I'm going to park here. You would expect that nothing's going to happen to your car.
I just like to picture Kyle Schwarber doing it while still wearing that like little Red Riding Hood outfit that he had on last year.
From last year?
Yeah, that's still... Oh, he looks noticeably thinner.
the shape of his life, right?
No, it's that time of year, right?
Isn't it?
Speaking of which, maybe we should save this for the second half, that there is a guy who reported to camp who looks like he found some kind of magic muscle medicine.
Uh-oh.
Who looks unlike, it's a different person. I'll see if I can find the picture for you. It's astonishing.
Uh-oh.
And if that's not the best shape of his life, then he's started a different life of some kind, because it's a former Cub, actually, who now...
Oh, it's not a player?
Yeah. It's a
current player.
Current player. I'm not sure which team, kind of a journeyman type, but I it was a picture posted, and I said, oh, my God, who is that? And he looks like an inside linebacker. And I've never seen him look like that. I'll show you the picture. It's really quite something.
I'm nervous.
Why?
Well, because I'm excited. It's nervous excitement.
Okay. You're so damn weird.
I'm weird?
Yes. You're just weird.
Have you met yourself?
Yes.
You're the weirdest of all people I've ever known. And I know a guy that used to eat raw chicken. On purpose.
I still don't believe that.
It's 100% true. And he would rub olive oil all over his body.
What?
Yes. It's good for your skin. So he was an old roommate, and he used to he had a, I don't know, it was a large jar of it. It's the biggest jar of olive oil you've ever seen.
It's like Terry's Metamucil. Like you need people wheeling it in.
It looks like one of those big jars of whey protein, but it's Metamucil instead.
We were in Detroit. And Terry's like, yeah, I got to run across the street and get some Metamucil. And you're traveling, right? So you think you get a travel size or just kind of what you need? He comes back with this barrel of orange Metamucil. Like, good Lord, how much do you go through in 2 days?
Needed help getting into the car?
Yeah, seriously. He had porters bringing it. I mean, it was, well, hey, buddy, it's all they had. I couldn't get a smaller one. I would have gotten a smaller one.
He's trying to jam it into the overhead bin.
Sir, we're going to have to gate check your Metamucil.
He didn't put it in a bag. He just kept the jar.
And under his arm. I'm not kidding. We saw a dude.
I need it.
Don't need it. You'll need it when you're mine.
Don't you judge me.
The Boers and Bernstein Show coming to you from the Toyota display at the Chicago Auto Show. You can see the all-new redesigned Toyota Prius right here. And you can see Chris Ranji, who's very, very strange.
Hey! That was a Terry noise.
Fonzie?
It was a Terry noise.
That's not really a Terry noise.
Yeah, it is.
Now you got to work on your Terry noises.
Hey!
Why did the guy eat raw chicken? All right, save it. I want to know.
Let's go.
That's disgusting. You have the score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boers and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Say goodbye to cabin fever and hello to amazing deals on the new 2016 RAV4 at Toyota's Let's Go Winter event. RAV4 has available all-wheel drive, so you won't be stuck inside this winter. Instead, layer up, get out there, and enjoy everything winter has to offer. And with an updated design for 2016, RAV4 looks more stylish than ever. So put down the hot chocolate and visit your local dealer or buyatoyota.com today. But hurry, the Toyota Let's Go Winter event ends soon. Toyota, let's go places.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move. Five low.
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chai McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-